What Happened in Vegas, Reflections on My First National Convention by Daniel Garcia. The cliche about what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas ought not apply to the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind. The energy, enthusiasm, and love we felt should be shared with all federations across the country. During the rookie roundup, the First Lady of the Federation, Melissa Riccobono, said that national conventions are like a shot in the arm, providing us with more fuel to continue the work of the National Federation of the Blind. This first national convention did indeed have that effect on me, and I want to briefly recount what happened in Vegas the week of July 6th to July 13th, 2019. When we arrived in Las Vegas on Saturday, July 6th, my roommate Jeff Giffen and I decided we would walk around the hotel to get acquainted with what would be our home for 1 week. On Sunday, I attended various meetings and seminars. Early in the morning, I went to a JAWS users group where I learned about some new features in JAWS. I then walked over to the Crafters Marketplace, sponsored by the NFP Crafters Division, where I purchased convention souvenirs, handmade by blind people. In the afternoon, I took a yoga for beginners class and then stayed for the One Touch Self-Defense Seminar. Both of these events were sponsored by the National Sports and Recreation Division. After a quick dinner, I went to the exhibitor showcase to get a preview of what the vendors would have available to demonstrate and sell during the week at the exhibit hall. Last on the agenda for Sunday night was a rookie roundup where we got to meet many new first-time convention attendees. Many federation leaders, including President Riccobono, welcomed us to our first convention, shared their experiences of their first time attending an NFB convention, and gave us a preview of what was to come later in the week. On Monday morning, Jeff and I walked the exhibit hall where we purchased various items. In the afternoon, I attended the resolutions committee meeting so that I would have a better understanding of the resolutions we would be voting on later in the week. On Tuesday morning, we witnessed a presentation of various awards at the board meeting, and we learned that the 2020 convention would be in Houston, Texas from June 30 to July 5. Wednesday's general session featured the roll call of states and the annual presidential report. In his report, President Riccobono said that though we as blind people are making much progress, we still have much work to do to attain the freedom we desire. Later that evening, I attended a meeting of the Communications Committee. In this meeting, various presenters covered such topics as outreach to Spanish speakers, communicating with the deafblind, and ensuring that social media posts make generous use of pictures, which, of course, ought to be described for the benefit of people who use screen readers. The democratic character of the National Federation of the Blind was on display during the Thursday general session. During the morning session, we had elections during which several board members were re-elected to the board, and a new board member, Nevada affiliate President Terry Rupp, was elected to her first term on the board. In the afternoon session, we voted on 21 resolutions which outlined the policy priorities of the National Federation of the Blind. In the evening, I attended two meetings, the first being a demonstration of the Microsoft Soundscape application. This application can be used as a tool to find out what stores, restaurants, and other businesses are nearby, as well as to set up beacons to find particular places. I then went to the Brand Ambassadors meeting where I learned how to more effectively represent our NFB brand to the public and potential new members. During the lunch break on Friday, I went to a meeting of the Committee on Autonomous Vehicles and Innovations in Transportation. Much work is underway by various automobile manufacturers to bring these autonomous vehicles to the market. One key point that I took away from the meeting was that blind people in all 50 states need to take a leading role to ensure that states craft policies and laws that do not discriminate against blind operating autonomous vehicles. At the local level, blind people should be working with elected officials to bring about the smart city of the future. Once the afternoon session was over on Friday, we were directed to immediately get up out of our seats, turn around, and find the nearest exit. In a mere 2 hours, the banquet would be held in the same room, and the hotel staff needed as much time as possible to set up the tables. At about 6 p.m., Jeff and I made our way back to the area where the banquet was to take place. I would describe our effort to find our table as an exercise in organized chaos. There was nearly 3,000 people in a small area trying to get into the banquet hall. It was so crowded that it was difficult to walk, but thanks to the efforts of the ushers, we went to the right entrance and were guided to the right table. President Riccobono's 2019 banquet speech was titled Choice, Exploration, and Resistance, The Road to Freedom for the Blind. In his speech, President Riccobono stated that compared to 1940 when the NFB was founded, blind people have more choices and more freedom, but compared to where we want to be, our choices are still not adequate. He urged all of us as blind people to make choices that align with the freedom that we seek. Overall, my first convention experience exceeded my expectations. I now have a better understanding of the NFB. This convention not only challenged my orientation and mobility skills, but it also challenged me to expect more out of my life and to work harder and smarter to build the Federation. I would be remiss if I did not express my gratitude to the Kenneth Jernigan Fund Committee and to the NFB of Missouri for providing me with funds necessary to attend my first national convention. I am making plans to go to our next national convention in Houston next year, and I hope that many blind Missourians do likewise.